Okay, Rabbi Stasi, Fein, Simon Tofer, ich hoffe, auf der Last, Halacha ist auf Yom HaKippurim. Ich soll schildig mal, ob die Kirchhofen erwachen, ob man zu Yom HaKippurim. Halacha ist as follows, if a person is, we learned that you've got to have a fresh, no, you may not have a fresh fire on Matzah Yom Kippur. It's got to be a Nesha Shavas. Ein erwachen, ob man zu Yom HaKippurim, so if you got a light which comes from a Goy, you similarly not have to make a bochna from a on Yom Kippur. So you cannot use a light, a fire, which comes from a goy. There's no problem. You can just ask a goy, do you mind, can I have your fire? And he's going to say, yeah, sure. It's normally not, on Mat Shabbos, not a problem. But in Mevachin, Mat Yom Kippurim, but on Yom Kippur, there's a different halach. As we discussed yesterday, Sheshavas Miboid Yoim, Mamash. We learned that he can't ask a goy on Mat Yom Kippur, do you mind, can I have your... Kind of, you know, you've got a fire, can I just have... On Matzah Shabbos, it's not a problem. Of course, you can have a fire which comes from a goy, that lit is not a problem at all. It's not a problem to have a fire which came from a goy. But on Matzah Yom Kippur, you cannot use a fire which was lit by a goy. Why? Because it was lit on Matzah Yom Kippur. And we learned that the fire that you use on Matzah Yom Kippur must come from before Yom Kippur. This one is not coming from before Yom Kippur. So, she'ein mevachen b'moitze Yom HaKippurim, you only make a bracha on the light on Yom HaKippurim, elo only al ha'ur, on fire, she'shovas, which rested, miboid yoy mamesh, top of page 168, which was existing, thank you, already on, before Yom Kippur, oy, alternatively, al ha'ur, she'ud like menu, alternatively, here comes a bit of a chiddush, I don't think we've spoken it out, that you can use a light, is that confusing or not? That is a lit from a, or the, from an, I remember that last time we learned it when it was 5 years ago, whenever it was. I would call it second generation. So if you've got a fire, which like a which you was lit on before Yom Kippur, it was burning all Yom Kippur, da 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 da. And now your next door neighbor knocks on. He says, "Oh, you know, I need to make avdola. I don't have a candle. Can I just take a candle from your fire?" He says, "Sure." And he takes now with his own candle. He now goes to your 24-hour flame, and he takes it from there, and that's how he makes avdola. Is it okay? Yes or no?
And he uses
the second generation. It's not right. Second generation. We should find a better term. Yeah, kind of.
Neshen,
yeah. He uses not the actual fire which was lit before Yom Kippur, but he uses a candle which was lit from the fire before Yom Kippur. Does that make sense? So can you not? So here we're learning, you can. And it sounds bizarre in a way, because when was this fire lit? This fire was lit on Mat Yom Kippur. But it comes from a fire, which was lit before Yom Kippur. So it is a chiddush, because what's the relationship between this fire and Erev Yom Kippur? Not much, right?
Indirect,
but it's like secondary, yeah. But nevertheless, it is fine. So if your neighbor knocks down on Matzah Yom Kippur, which happens in some places very frequently, you know, I've got one every Yom Tov, you know, every month. So the answer is, if he knocks on and he wants a Matzah Yom Kippur, you find, you know, there's something wrong about fresh fires on Yom Kippur, on Matzah Yom Kippur. It's true, you're not allowed to make a new fire on Yom Kippur, but if it's not a fresh fire, sounds bizarre, fresh fire.
If I suppose it's like on Yom Tov, but
Yeah, it's a bit like that. Yeah, you can therefore take a fire from a fire which came from Yom Kippur. Yeah, it would be the same. It would be the same. Yeah, second, third, fourth generation.
The source of the H was from.
I know, but it's like you're
name.
Right.
It's
but
H is the existence
H, and the H. Why I'm finding it a chiddush is that really. Physically speaking, there is no connection between this fire and Erev Yom Kippur. It is a fresh fire. What is this? What this fire got to do? It was lit. So I'm saying, like, it's historical. Yeah, but if the Metzias is exactly, precisely, it is the Metzias of the fire is a fire which was lit on Matzah Yom Kippurim, not Erev Yom Kippurim. There's no connection. When you look at this fire now, physically, there's no remembrance anymore. There's no connection anymore. There's nothing there about Erev Yom Kippur.
I think
the source, historical.
Of course. It's all about
the
It's enough for a reminder. Okay.
It's all about the origination credit.
Of what of?
It's all about the origination credit.
So the Mishnah says, if there is no other option, I believe he says. Nope. I don't think so. I don't think there's any heter. Mishnah Berurah is not makel. No. There is no... No, if one is really stuck, then one can't make the bracham. Says the Shulchan Aruch on the top line of page 168, to me, you. V'chein no'agul hadlik ma'ashoshis shel beis ha'knesses, that is the common minhag, that there was a fire lit in like a candle or some sort of, in a glass lantern. There was a fire which was burning throughout Yom Kippur, and that's what people used. They took that. They came with their candles, and they took from the shul flame. They took from the shul flame. They took the fire, and that's what they used for the havdalah. That was a minute. Now comes the Shulchan Aruch and adds another halacha that if it was lit on Yom Kippur for a different purpose, such as even on Yom Kippur itself. So somebody needed a fire on Yom Kippur. When would there be permission to light a fire on Yom Kippur? For Chol Shesh Bazakona. Okay, there was a real emergency, a life and death question, which needed some, you need to make a fire. If that was done on Motzei Yom Kippur, with permission, you know, you're trying to save somebody's life. And this fire was burning on Yom Kippur, you could use that fire for Havdalah on Motzei Yom Kippur.
What about
Goy
who lit it for
their
own needs?
No. No, so it's interesting. It sounds like it doesn't have to be the entire Yom Kippur. Partial coverage of Yom Kippur is fine as well, which is a chiddush. I also would have imagined that that's what he says. Yeah, continues the and some say that no, if you use the fire which was made on Yom Kippur, the Ramah says he doesn't like it. Rather use the shul one which was lit before Yom Kippur. Okay. Some don't like to use the one from shul either. And he says, so that there's a bit of machlokes about that, but I believe that was the minhag. Now continues the Rama. V'shar dinei neir ein leisim resh tzadikres. Full stop. V'oyichlim v'smeichim b'motzim akipurim. There is a halacha to eat on Motzim Kippur. So what would happen if there wouldn't be a halacha? What? You can't. It's interesting. The halacha requires us to eat on Motzim Kippur. Yeah, as if we wouldn't, without the halacha we wouldn't, right? No, the point is, in all seriousness, the point is that smeichim be Yom Kippur. The Medrash tells us, Echol Lachmech, the Paschal comes out on Yom Kippur and says, go home, eat, be joyous, be happy. It is a happy day. It is a happy day, and it is a tremendous skula on that day. It's a tremendous. I'll tell you, because there would have been an approach to be a bit nervous still, to feel the tension. How did the day pass? I just spoke a couple of days ago to someone who was in tribunal, very interesting. He had quite a serious court case, and talking about a lot of money. And he said that the tension that you go through in those minutes, he was actually there for a few hours, that you go in the court. He said it's so incredibly stressful. So they would pay thousands of pounds not to go through it again. He came out okay and he was fine and he was fine. But he said that trauma of going through a court case, he said, is really, 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 it's really traumatizing. So there would have been an approach to Motzei Yom Kippur, you know, how did it go? Did I pass? Did I not pass? No. The halacha tells us you have to assume that you have to be tochen, everything went fine. You've been through Yom Kippur, echol achmecha, besimcha, be happy, be joyous, be comfortable, be confident. It's Motzei Yom Kippur, it's like a Yom Tov, Davik Tzas Yom Tov, as the Rambam tells us, it's a little bit like a Yom Tov. And indeed, there's a Yom Tov Suda. You don't just go and eat, pizza and chips. You pardon? Yeah, it's a bit of a Yom Tov Suda, absolutely. It's a bit like a Yom Tov Suda. And the Mishnah pointed out over here, in Sif Cotton Test Vav. Baskol goes out to Motzei Yom Kippur and says, "Vameres leich, go echol besimcha. You should eat happily, and you should be excited and relieved." V'yesh machmirim lasa shnei yom yom kippur. There are people who have got a stringency to the 2 days Yom Kippur. You do that? 2 days Yom Kippur. You don't do that. You don't have that stringency. You don't have that stringency. You don't keep that stringency.
You couldn't
laugh. Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah, they showed it. Yes.
You couldn't. A person wouldn't be able to live without, maybe with food, but without water for 2 days. I would think
so,
that would be very...
So, let's go through the Ramah, and then I'm going to answer your point. We're going to analyze what you're saying. So, Yesh Machmirim, some are stringent. Last Shnei Yom Kippur. There are people who have got a stringency to 2 days Yom Kippur. But it's not a good chumra. The Rama says it's not a great chumra. I like chumras, but this one I don't. Says the Rama. It's a sakana because it could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying, Stephen. Mamash, like you're saying, it could be dangerous.
And I was told you shouldn't put yourself in a dangerous
Absolutely.
Situation.
Yeah, you're in good company. The Rama says exactly the same thing. That you cannot do fast 2 days, you could bring yourself in danger. Says next halacha is somebody who has got hanas chaloyim on Motzei Yom Kippur, the night after Yom Kippur, ain't zorich lesanos kol yamov. Somebody has a bad dream and he wakes up on the day after Yom Kippur. He wakes up after having a really bad dream. Now we know this halacha of a hanas chaloyim. We've spoken about that extensively. Somebody's got a bad dream. He wakes up. He wants to fast. It's a great inyan. So he has a bad dream, Cholila, and he wakes up and he wants to fast. And he fasts. So the halacha is now following. So he had fasted all Yom Kippur. He probably ate on Motzei Yom Kippur. But now he's got a Tanas Chaloyim. The second day, as it were. I mean, I know he ate on Motzei Yom Kippur. But now, the day subsequently, the day after Yom Kippur, he's fasting again. Ain't Tzorich is Anos Kol Yomav. The halacha is he doesn't have to do this. He doesn't have to in future fast again. Of course, the required fast, he does have to fast, but he doesn't have to fast in future, he doesn't have to worry about future Tanis Chalomis. He did it once, he doesn't have to worry in future about it. Interesting halacha. There's no Tachanon, and there's no Tzitkoscha from Yom Kippur until Tzukas. The medaktikim, people who are careful, they start straight to Motzei Yom Kippur, they see a sukkah, they build a sukkah. K'delot says, mitzvah el mitzvah, you need to go from one mitzvah to the next mitzvah. Let's go slow. About a 2 day fast. Why are they fasting 2 days? Those who are fasting 2 days, the Rama says, it's not a good idea. Why are they fasting 2 days? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tezayin. Mishnah Sfeike de Yoyme. What about tefillin and stuff? What about tefillin? 1 second. Yud Aleph. So we know the Emma says, yeah. Let's go slow, yeah. 1 second. How many days of Shana do you keep? How many days Sukkot do you keep? First day Sukkot, 2. How many days Sukkot do you keep? The last days. How many Shavuos do you keep? How many Pesach do you keep? 2. So why would Yom Kippur be different? On the Reisa, on our Torah, we've got a sfeika here. We all Yom Kippur, even we do 2 days. Yom Kippur Sunday, because you'll be hungry, you're not going to do that. Why? But cheesecakes, you're happy to have 2 days. Yeah? But when it comes to Yom Kippur, we're not doing the 2 days. Why not? It's a really good point. It's a really good, I understand why the stringent people were. They were just consistent. They were just consistent.
Why would you have to do 2 days in Yom Kippur?
Where does it say in the Torah you've got to keep 2 days? Where in the Torah does it say that you've got to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Where in the Torah does it tell you that you've got to keep 2 days Shavuos? Yeah?
But then you're arguing, I'm not adding to
the Torah because we have got the halachic principle, a halachic principle, that when there is doubts about the calendar, and we nowadays pretend that doubt is still valid, we keep 2 days. That's why they did 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days. So why don't we do that with
there is Israel though?
Correct. This is correct. So the only reason why we don't do that is because it is dangerous. It is dangerous. That's yeah. So that gets now. Talk about tefillin. What did you do? Did it keep? Would you put on tefillin on the second day or not?
Yes.
It's Yom Tov, so you don't put on tefillin. So you don't eat on the second day. You don't eat, and you don't put. It's a bit sticky, no? It's like a bit messy. Like you don't.
But then you
so
go
they do Yom Tov. They don't eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows.
But then you wouldn't travel either. If you're doing the 2 days and you're not eating, you wouldn't do malacha either then, surely.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to travel, you wouldn't have to switch on a light.
Yeah.
If you're keeping the 2 days.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're right. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mikol Mokom, lo yispalu ek tefillah shel choil. They got to have a weekday davening. So they're fasting, weekday davening, and they put on tefillin. Piyutim v'slichos. What an interesting combination. They fast, weekday davening, slichas of Rosh Hashanah, piyutim of Rosh Hashanah. Wow. What a confusing what? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how they do, yeah. I suppose they go into stringency. I suppose they don't wear leather shoes. Go fit it in after davening. You can put them anyway, yeah. So
with the,
yeah, so you wouldn't do malachas.
So why would you just keep it in second year to finish? Why was the week
they closed? They were worried about not eating. They don't want to eat. Perhaps it's Yom Kippur today. Yeah. Now, so the Mishnah says don't do that because the Umar says don't do that. It's dangerous. And he said the Mishnah Berurah adds as well in Tzivkot Yud Zayin that listen, that was a minhag for, we're not the first Jews out there. You know, Yom Kippur has been going for how many years? We've had Yom Kippur, a couple of Yom Kippur before. Did your grandfather do 2 days Yom Kippur? Did your great grandfather? We don't find anybody doing that. They're showing him. No, in other generations, we don't find the Gemara about it. He said, don't make up such stringencies, and you're fine with 1 day Yom Kippur. You'll be all right. Now. He says that the minhag was never accepted. Once we accepted 2 days Yom Tov for Shavuos, we accepted 2 days. Knal Yisrael, the Chachamim accepted 2 days Yom Tov for all the Yom Tovim. They did not accept a second day Yom Kippur. So it's cancelled. It's not existing. It does remind us though of what you are saying. There were Yidden out there who did do 2 days Yom Kippur, and I personally did not hear it from witnesses, but I heard it from somebody who did hear it from witnesses. That when the Yidden were escaping the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Vezechom, Mi Yeshiva, famously, they went eastwards, fascinating how they part, it wasn't the whole Yeshiva, half Yeshiva they went from east, they had to escape and they went through Trans-Siberian trains, they went all the way till Shanghai, or as they call it, Shanghai, and they stayed there for a few years during the war. There was a very great debate about the dateline. It was the first time there was a Shaila really came out. There was a dateline Shaila. It wasn't the same Shaila then, but it was a dateline Shaila. They weren't quite sure when to keep Yom Kippur. So when it came to Shabbos, it was really no big deal. They didn't do melachas, not on Shabbos and not on Sunday. They didn't do melachas. Because anyway, all they did was a Saturday lunch. They had very little to eat. They fainted sometimes from hunger, by the way. They were so hungry. There was nothing to eat. Only ate for years. They only ate rice. But they were happy to be alive, as opposed to their brethren who were murdered in Europe. So they did. They had a shaila about the dateline. They weren't quite sure what is the 10th of They're the shayla, the real shayla. And there, a lot, some of them, so they asked chaznish and everything, but the ma'aseh, it ended up that some of them fasted for 2 days. They fasted for 2 days running.
By that logic,
a lot of them fainted. A lot of them fainted. Some of them didn't make it.
So, by that logic then, if somebody forgot to fast on the first day, didn't realize it was
wrong. No, you can't forget to fast on the first day.
The second day.
No, that won't help. Surely, that won't help. That won't help because we have got a calendar. We know when it's Yud. We know when is the 10th. It doesn't help. It doesn't help to fast on the second day. It doesn't help. It doesn't help.
Then what's the point of people keeping doing the stringency then if we know?
Because they thought there's still a bit of a doubt about the subsequent. You mean Shanghai or you mean what the Ramo is telling us?
No, generally, if you're saying people kept 2 days because they weren't sure of the date, then by logic, if somebody didn't fast the first day for whatever reason, why can he not then do the second day instead?
Yeah, it's a good question. It is a good question because the answer is we still are most likely to know which one is Yud. Even according to that opinion, we probably know which day is Yom Kippur. But there's a small chance that it's a subsequent day. We don't really think it is, but it's a small chance, and that small chance we want to be machmir. Now,
then that person could do the subsequent day. Then surely, if there's a small chance, if he's forgot, then surely by that logic, if there's a small chance, he could do the second day instead.
Yeah. So nowadays, somebody forgets to eat in Yom Kippur. Yeah. Somebody forgets to fast on Yom Kippur. Yeah, you should ask a Rav what to do if he forgets to fast on Yom Kippur.
Alright, last time I Rav. Can I do the second day instead?
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to go down too well. Last halacha of Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the last halacha is that people are the medaktikim straight to Motzei Yom Kippur, they build a sukkah. Why do they build a sukkah Motzei Yom Kippur? To run from one mitzvah to the next, yeah? People who are careful with the mitzvahs, they straight away run to another mitzvah, Motzei Yom Kippur. The Lord says, from mitzvah to mitzvah, to go from one mitzvah to the next mitzvah. Now, it's interesting because is there really a mitzvah to build a sukkah? Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah?
Yeah.
Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? Pardon? Is it a mitzvah to build a sukkah? That's sitting on your own sukkahs. Is that a mitzvah of a sukkah? So there probably is a bit of a mitzvah. There probably is. It is probably more than a hechsher mitzvah. Probably is a certain part of a mitzvah. But a lot of people who can't build sukkahs, there are some people out there that I don't know which way to hold hammers, and I can evidence that. That are not able to build sukkahs. So what do those people do, those individuals? They might be very nice, they might be very nice people, but they can't build sukkahs. So what do those do? What do they do on Motzei Yom Kippur? No. They can either learn, it's always good. They can learn a sukkah, they can put up the schach, if they manage to do that, yeah.
They can have a shliach.
They can have a shliach, but still, what do they do? If they want to fulfill this element of go from one mitzvah to the next.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, so a lot of people, therefore, will buy the Arba Minim of Motzei Yom Kippur. That's where, yeah, very busy. Motzei Yom Kippur is always extremely busy. It's extremely busy, Motzei Yom Kippur, always. And the people, they're not negligent. They want to fulfill, people who buy on Motzei Yom Kippur, it doesn't come from negligence, it comes from this Amor, that they want to go from mitzvah to mitzvah.
It's hard to stand there a couple of hours talking to people about Arba Minim.
Yeah, if you sleep a couple of hours, it would be no big deal. If you have a vibe a couple of hours, it's a lot longer than that. Yeah, whatever. But
I don't understand. They could have cut this mitzvah earlier. And same with sukkah.
Yeah, I know, but it's of course.
Why we have this mitzvah now?
It's a mitzvah now. You want to go from one
mitzvah.
And what mitzvah to do now?
Yeah,
so Zizi Makdimin. Yeah, I don't know if this is Zizi Makdimin. It's all shayla. Is there Zizi Makdimin with regards to Bayim Arba Minim? It's a good shayla. Is there a mitzvah of Zizi Makdimin? Normally we know you do the mitzvah as early as possible. Zizi Makdimin. Is there Zizi Makdimin with regards to Arba Minim? Could be you could argue there isn't. because you don't need it yet. You only need it. That's not Zimak Demon tells me when I can do a mitzvah, I want to do the earliest opportunity. It's not mitzvah to buy Abba Minim. The mitzvah is to shake Abba Minim on Sukkos. There's no mitzvah to buy Abba Minim. So who says Zimak Demon on it? So many argue there is no Zimak Demon when it comes to Amarina. So some people will definitely wait for Motzim Kippurim. As to whether you get the good Tzchore, you get the good love in Motzim Kippur, you get them early, that you've got to ask already the salespeople in what, you know, how the business works and all that. That's a different question already. Yeah, okay, Rabbeisai, talking about going from mitzvah to mitzvah, we have now completed the mitzvah of learning Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, and we'll be Zoyche Be'ez Hashem next week to start to do another mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of learning Hilchas Tefillah Be'ez Hashem. And going according to the Roiv is also a mitzvah, you know, to go according to the majority of votes is also a mitzvah, and therefore, we are going to do the mitzvah of Achirav Hatois and Mitzvah next week. We'll be followed by learning Simon Aleph, Nilchas Chaim, Chedik Aleph, a tremendous chos. The Siyum is going to be delayed, our own Siyum will be delayed. Could celebrate a little bit, having completed Nilchas Yom HaKippurim and Nilchas Roshon, etc. But the grand Siyum will be supposed to be delayed a little bit. So please, if you can bring a Chelik Aleph Mishtabur for next week, that would be great.